Hello, this is Barry Paul Price, and today I have a tool for all of you high achievers, busy businesswomen, busy moms, and people who just want to waste less time finding a guy in this dating process. So let's get right to the point. The first thing I want to encourage you to do is to not use the excuse anymore that I'm too busy to meet people, so I have to use online dating, or I just have to wait until things get less busy, because that's never going to happen, and you're also never going to grow that way, okay? You're never going to achieve success in this area of love and relationships with that approach. But today I will give you a three-step tool that will help you, because the thing is, dating, love, and romance is the one area where we have to be less linear and result-oriented. And that's very counterintuitive, but we have to begin by asking ourselves questions like, why have I set myself up to be so busy that I don't have time to do this? Do I feel comfortable being less busy? I mean, honestly, if I'm honest with myself, if I were less busy, would I be comfortable? Because usually the answer is no. We're going to actually find ways to take more things on to our plate, to achieve more, to do more, to make sure we're living up. So the question is, what emotional need am I meeting? What emotional need am I meeting by doing this much? Often, we are doing it to feel really valuable and good enough. So performing at a high level or making sure we're doing for others. So if I do less, do I feel like I'm not performing well enough at work because I'm not doing as much? Or am I being a bad mom? So are we tying, and are you tying this feeling of being good enough to a belief that you have to be overloaded and overworking to prove that value to yourself, mainly to yourself and to others around you? So you may be trying to demonstrate self-worth to yourself by striving harder, longer, and rarely taking the time to nurture your own needs. So that's the very first step, is to give yourself permission to meet your other needs, to meet your own needs. Because before that permission, none of the other steps will work. Step two, once you've given yourself permission to meet your own needs, this step is going to be counterintuitive to a lot of strong achievers, but it's to ask for help. Step two, asking for help. You're not going to do this as long as you're still tying your self-worth to the idea of you having to do it all. So until you feel a deep self-love and value just for being you, regardless of your performance, regardless of how well you do at tasks, until we move past that perfectionism that I lived through as well, and I had to travel this exact path I'm talking about, but until we move past that perfectionism of playing roles in your business or playing roles for other people and needing to do it well enough to feel valuable, then you're always going to have more incentive to try to do it all yourself instead of allowing yourself some breathing space. So just notice if step two here, asking for help, is hard for you to do. Because if it is, you may need to go back to step one, giving yourself permission. So in step two here, you're going to choose one thing you can ask for help with. Something you logically know would be wise for you to take off your plate, professionally or personally. Okay, give the kids a task or delegate at work. It will feel initially like less will get done, but that's really just the control freak in us, okay, hanging on, because we fear loss of our own value if we're not the ones doing it all. So you're going to have to remind yourself it's okay. It's okay to give it away to actually get better and for things to get better. This is where I see my clients' personal lives and professional lives start to really improve. Businesses that take off, people who get promotions and actually move up the chain, their businesses start to increase in revenue and clients because they just have more juice left to do the things that are optimal and that they're fantastic at as soon as they're willing to let go of some of those other tasks. And in their homes and in their lives, if they have kids or friends or parents, and delegating and letting some of those people support them and asking for help, again, leaves you with more resources for yourself to take yourself to the next level. And in our case, to go to step three. So step three of this dating tool is, now that you have that little bit of breathing room that you've created, that you've given yourself permission to ask for and receive, you're going to use that little bit of breathing room in your life and fill it with a non-task-oriented activity. non-task. So it can't be, oh, you know what, it would be smart for me to go do this because it would also help in my business, or you know, this is going to give me this return, so I'm going to go do this. So it's a non-task-oriented activity that's out around other people and that nurtures you and brings you joy. That's important, that it brings you joy. Now, if it's been so long since you've done something that brings you joy, and you don't even remember what those activities are that you enjoy to that level, then that's not a good sign, right? So that's kind of like, oh, wow, I never do things that bring me joy. So just notice that. Or at the very least, you can think back and reconnect to that time maybe long ago when you were doing things that brought you a lot of joy. And what are those things? Remember those activities. So for some people, it's to do more creative writing. And to do it around people, go to a cafe and do it. Some people go to wine tasting, or I had one client go to roller skating because it's something she used to really enjoy and it brought her a sense of freedom. So whatever that thing is, it doesn't have to make sense. In fact, that's kind of the point. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't need to make sense. It's just something that you would feel joy doing. Okay, that brings the joy, fun, the silliness, the variety back into your life so that you can really create the possibility not only of intersecting with new people, which is a must for dating, but it's you really enjoying being you. So don't go with any goal other than enjoying yourself. Otherwise, this will not work. And that would be a waste of time. So you don't want that. So you're not going to go out there and immediately meet the right man because you've applied these three tools today. And that's fine. The return on your investment here is a happier, more relaxed you who is appealing for people to meet and connect with, including the right kind of man. So the return is that you're going to create breathing room in your life so there's actual opportunities for people to meet you. And when they meet you, you're going to be so appealing because you're happier. This is a process of becoming the best you possible so you can attract that best partner. So don't rush this process with impatience to get to the end. Shortcuts are the fastest way to the back of the line. So I invite you to be time efficient this week by giving yourself permission to put your non-goal-oriented needs first, then to ask for help, and then doing an activity around others that brings you joy. If you find you're hitting resistance and barriers in this, and you want to dig deeper, you can start to explore by either going to my articles and videos at barrypaulprice.com/articles, or you can check out my love meditation series, my 21-day, I was trying to remember how many days it is, my 21-day love meditation series that deals with a lot of the resistance and blocks we have to doing these kind of things. And that is at, I believe, datemennotboys.com/love and the number 2, love 2. Have a wonderful day. Much love.